What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
Years, but he's back. My man, the Portland pilot, the WCC, Shante Legs on the Boss Man Show. Legs, my man. I'm sorry about it. It's been 2 years, brother. I don't let it happen again.
Hey, man, it was a long time coming. Every time we talk, we have a good season, so this makes me feel good. When you hit me, I was like, okay, my spirits got up. Yeah, every time we've had a good season, even when I was here, when we won our 19 games, and even the year after, we talked, so... You know, hey, that text message and phone call is more than welcome, my man.
Yes, indeed, Legs. I mean, I look at it, man. You going to your fifth season, brother. Like, damn, time flying by.
Man, it goes quick, man. I don't know if it's because I got, you know, my kids are older now. They start getting older and older. I don't know, but it is flying, man. It's hard to keep everything, you know, in perspective. It just flies, man. And you're trying to keep it all together, but it's moving and grooving. Doesn't stop. You know, as you get older, when they, you know, you never listen to the OGs, right? When they tell you, "Hey, man, it goes by quick. You better, start figuring out this, man. It goes by quick."
Yeah, like I tell you, I'm lying, bro. This is my 14th year.
Yeah, it goes by quick, man. I'm loving every bit of it, though, man. There's nothing better than what I'm doing, so I'm excited about that.
No doubt, but like, hey, man. I know people doubting you, brother. You got 10 freshmen and sophomores. But how cool is it to have a young men in your system who know your language? We ain't got to teach them the language. They can only know your way how to do things.
Well, it's good because, you know, we've had to go get some older guys this year. I know last year we had a real young roster, but this year we got some older guys that all won. You know, our point guard, Riley Parker, who's just in here watching film. You know, he went to the NCAA tournament last year. We got a kid named Matush who's coming over from Duquesne. He went to the NCAA tournament, so he's a senior, so you got two seniors that done it, you know? And then you get two JUCO kids that are juniors that just won a national championship, so now you feel good about that. So now you got people in your system that have won, and then you got some of the younger guys that are hungry to go win, you know? And so I'm excited about that, and, you know, we got great leadership on this year's team. So I feel real good about those things.
No doubt. Hey, brother, how was there the summer for you, man? Getting guys' bodies in shape, man, getting building that camaraderie. Because when you got a whole new team, that summer's period now in this new portal in the NIL world, it's more important to build that camaraderie than ever. Talk about that part of it, man, seeing your guys work together, learn the system, and also learn how to get strong as well. Because I know how you love to play. Nigga, man, they better be ready to play from November to March deep into this thing.
100%. Our strength coach, Griffin, he did an amazing job with our guy. We call him Coach Griff. He did an amazing job with our guys this year. You can see they packed on weight, they got stronger, and they did it in a short amount of span. So what we've done this year is we tried to accelerate our summer program, our workouts, and make sure we're doing everything we got to, you know, accomplish, especially in the weight room, in the conditioning part, you know, and he did a really good job with our guys. You can see their bodies from when they've gotten here to when they went right now today, they look bigger. You know, the guys that needed to get stronger got stronger. The guys that needed to lose some weight lost some weight. And so, you know, we did everything we're supposed to do in the basketball part. We got a bunch of hoopers, man, that want to be in the gym all summer long. So they did a good job of really getting in the gym, working on their craft. And now we're just trying to put them in the right spot to be successful, you know? And so I thought the summer for this team has been one of our better summers since I've been here. And so, like, I think everybody was connected, and that was one of the most important things coming into this year, was, you know, being connected with our team. Just not, you know, just not the coaches, but our strength coach, our trainer, you know, our academic advisor, you know, everyone's involved this year. And I really like how it's been going.
No doubt. And are y'all guys at the point now where y'all want to see a different color? I know y'all probably been doing a secret screen with the two here and there, man. So how has it been trying to keep guys engaged in practice? And how's it making your practice plan, man? So how has it been trying to keep them engaged, make sure we're doing the right things, we're making progress towards that opening night, November 3rd?
Well, it's always tough, right? So we play our early scrimmage on the 5th of October, because I like playing early because I like to see what happens, see what the games look like, and then we can work on and build towards what we need to build on, what we don't have in. And then we just had one on Sunday, you know, and so prior to that Sunday, everybody was getting chippy. They're, you know, they're ready to go. You know, they're you know, bumping each other, physical practice. So, you know exactly what I'm talking about. But, you know, trying to get them to where they need to get to is always the hardest thing. And so, you know, like, you keep doing the same thing over and over again, but you want to try to keep it fresh. You don't want it to get dull. You don't want it to get to where guys are, you know, just, oh, this is practice again. And they feel like you want them to be doing the same thing, but in their head, learning new things. But even though they're doing the same thing, you want them to figure out. And that's the toughest part sometimes as you get into these things. I know coaches say, no, we're going to make them do it every single day and the same exact thing, which you do. But you try to give it to them in a way that, at least I do, I try to give it to them a way that it's always new and fresh. And sometimes it just, you know, sometimes you got to do the same thing every day. They do the same three drills every day, and those are the things we're going to be really, really good at. But we try to keep, you know, adding things that they know, but it's a little different. You know, we try to keep it competitive, but the games are coming right around the corner, so it's not that hard to get these guys revved up now.
No doubt, Lee. So when season's coming up, man, so you probably be going like – an hour or 40 a day, maybe. You got to keep them fresh, knowing them back to back. You got to go and travel and stuff like that, man. So how are you going to try to do that practice schedule now? Keep the guys fresh as possible and play hard as you want them to play on game day.
Man, that's exactly what we – so we practice in the mornings, right? We practice between 8 and 12 every day, you know. And so just depending on class schedules. And so they get a lot of rest, you know. But what we've been trying to figure out with them is, you know, especially the older dudes, was to understand is time management, right? If you're getting your sleep and you're doing what you're supposed to do, your body's going to be good. You're young, man. But if you're staying up all night to the hour, trying to get in your game, trying to go on some dates and all this other stuff, you're going to be tired, man. And it's going to catch up with you. And that's the part freshmen don't understand, right? Because now they, you know, they get to kick it. They get to play the video games. Ain't nobody telling them to clean their room, turn your TV off, nothing, right? And so now you can do that. You go hang out. You go grab food. You can eat whatever you want. And so that's the part that I hope these older guys are teaching the younger guys, is just time management, you know, how to take care of your body, how to eat, you know, what to eat. Don't late night snack. You know, I think they're helping this team because our young guys are right on board. They've been playing hard. So, you know, what we've tried to do is make sure we give them the right amount of time to practice. You know, some coaches like to do the 3-hour practices and 2 hours. We like to get in here. We like to play a lot in our practice. So we do everything like the learning, the teaching stuff early, and then we let them play for the majority of practice. And so I think that's helping them this year really figure out how to play with each other much quicker than it would have had to in the past.
Saying a word there, but Liz, because I feel like you play the game, you're not drilling. So I feel like when we got these drill masters, the guys take more time to get in the flow of playing. So you got to play to know what you got. So I feel like you're doing the right thing. Playing, you can really figure out what a dude's made of, whether he a baller or he not.
Yeah, so I'm going to be honest. Last year, we didn't – you know, I was doing a lot of teaching last year, man. And I think I did too much, you know. I'll be honest. I think we did too much. We had a young group, so we were trying to figure out how to make them, you know, understand what we wanted them to do while at the same time, you know, trying to help them figure out and navigate, you know, this is how college basketball is going to be. So I didn't let them play enough. And so, you know, when you go back on the season and look at some of the things that, you know, I could have done better, I'm my harshest critic, or actually I take it back. My wife is my harshest critic. I'm second to her. So, but when you go back and look at the season, right, it's like, you know, all this, you know, all this, that, well, we didn't do this, we didn't have that. But at the end of the day, I don't think we played enough. You know, I don't think they understood how to play. And I didn't teach them a lot of how to play. We were teaching them how to be in the right stance and where to be at and how to handle it, what kind of pass, and this is how you screen, and this is how you come off this, and this is how you do. I think that was just too much, man. I think, you know, that stuff's got to come in the summer. But we also still got to let them play in the summer. And I didn't do a good job of that this year, we have. And these guys have really, I think, really caught on to that. And I think they've played really well. Obviously, there's things you could teach and show. But we do that a lot through film. But, you know, just, you know, this year and last year, night and day with how much we've played. Like, last year we didn't do a lot. This year is much better. Like you said, man, they got to get out there and play. And we got to see what they got. And they got to see what they got. You know, you can't go into a season and not know, oh, that dude can hoop, man. That's the man. We got to get him the rock. And players know who the man is. Players know who the guy needs to get the ball. Players understand that kind of stuff. And that comes through playing. And we didn't do a lot last year, but this year we've done a lot. So I think they've all gravitated and understand. And it's much easier to put them in roles if they've done that. So, like, again, learning. You learn something every year, man. And so that was my biggest thing I took away from last year's team is you got to let them play, just like you just said.
No doubt, brother. And I've noticed, man, you got some switchable size, brother. And you know,
yeah, we
so
do.
You can switch 1 through 5, do a lot of different things, field switching, whatever you want to do, man, you can do it with what
We back to where we were my first year here. You know, we got the size, we got length, and we got smarter guys that understand. And when I say smarter guys, it's experience. It ain't like they have a better IQ. They just have done it before, you know. And the last couple of years, we haven't had guys that have done it. This is their first go around it. But we have guys now that have done it, that have figured it out, and that can really get down in the dirty and understand what we're trying to do. So, you know, when you're able to look at it in that sense, you feel real good about your team. You know, and so like you said, we can do different things defensively. We'll be everyone kills me, you're not a defensive guy, but this year we'll have some defense this year. We'll be a much better defensive team.
Nah, no doubt, man. And you know what? Having guys who have the size length to defend can help you, because you know a lot of times guys trying to isolate like the weak matchup, which with size yep. you got, that's not.
They'll possible. Go find. Believe me, they'll find it. And they, you know, you got some really good coaches, man. We play against some really good coaches night in, night out. You know, the WCC, I believe they have some of the best coaches in the country. You know what I mean? And so, but even then, our preseason's rough. We're playing some teams that have some really good coaches, and obviously, you know, they're like, oh, well, you don't. We're playing some really good teams with some really good coaches in the preseason. And so, you know, we got to be prepared. And that's what one thing that, you know, we're really looking at. They'll find a mismatch. So we got to make sure we can figure out, you know, size and all that kind of stuff. So having that length and having that size really helps us.
Legs, I don't think people really realize out east here how some of the WCC is, because I know I'm a junkie. So I'm watching it because I'm a junkie.
Yeah.
But everybody's not a junkie like me staying up 11 o'clock at night watching the WCC game.
No, that's it. Yeah, exactly.
There's a lot of talent out there, a lot of great coaching, and fans out east don't understand that how tough a league you really
are. Man, I'm telling you right now, man, we have two Hall of Fame coaches that are coaching right now, and Randy Bennett and Mark Few. We're going against them, but you got to keep it real, right? They're really good coaches. And you got Steve Lavin, who's been doing Elite Eight. He's over at San Diego. You know what I mean? We got new coaches, and you got Stan Johnson doing a great job at LMU. You know, you got Gurlison over at San Francisco, who's got that thing rolling. You know, you got Herb over there at Santa Clara, who's got that thing rolling. You got, you know, David Riley, who I coach with. He's over at Washington State. He's doing his thing. So you got coaches in this league. You got Tinkle, who's been to the Elite Eight. He's over there at Oregon State. You can't let these guys like slip and slide, man. You got coaches in this league, right? You got new coach over, you know, probably one of the best coaches ever to come out of Canada. He's down at Pacific. And so you got all these coaches in this league. And it makes it really tough, you know. And Pepperdine went and got a new coach, right? They obviously did a great job last year of getting, you know, making that run to the semis in the tournament, which is, you know, pretty hard in this league. And so, like you said, night in, night out, there's not the same – there's no same game, right? Like, and then the travel, as you go from good city to good city, but the travel ain't easy. You know, you play down at Pepperdine, you turn around and go up to – you have to go back up to Pullman to play Washington State. And so, you know, when you're able to see that and you're able to see coaches night in and night out, you got to be on your A game every single game. It ain't like, oh, this is going to be a simple game when we got to win. Like, I've been in a league like that, right? Like, I've been in a league where, okay, we got to put all our eggs into Saturday because we know Thursday we winning, right? You know what I'm saying? So we got to make sure as a scout goes through, well, you got to scout Thursday, Saturday games just as easy and just as hard. And so you got to make sure you understand, you know, that going in. But we have some big time coaches, and obviously the talent in this level, in this league, is unbelievable. You know, you again, you got pros. You're watching, if you're watching the NBA Finals, Shep played at Gonzaga. You know, Williams played at Santa Clara. You got like four or five WCC players in that league playing in the finals and playing big minutes. And so, like, you look at that and you're like, man, we're playing in one of the best basketball leagues in the country. And so when you're able to, you know, do that, it excites you. It excites the players. You're playing the top 25 team, you know, almost every other game. San Francisco, Santa Clara, those teams are right there. You know, they should be tournament bound, you know, almost every year. And so when you have those opportunities to play against these teams and you want to be right there in the top four, you got to put yourself in there. And so that's what I'm excited about every year we in this league. You get a chance to play against some of the best coaches, and you get a chance to play against some of the best players in the country.
Now, Liv, I'll tell you, I'm lying, man. Your whole MT's been on my show this week. You know, Deidre,
I know.
And Smiley, and Johnny all been on the show. Like I said, I ain't playing it this way. It just happened. I didn't
know. Yeah.
They all playing the same tournament together.
And Smiley's doing his thing over at UNC, man. They're doing their thing in Northern Colorado. And I like what he's doing. You know, I've watched some of his games this summer and I see what they're doing. You know, he's done a really good job with his team. And so, like, I'm excited to play against that. And then obviously you got St. Thomas, who's coming out here, who's always good, you know, always well coached. And, you know, they're one of the better mid-majors. And you got Fullerton. Obviously, he's been to the tournament. He's had a run of things. So he's pretty good at his deal, too. So you're really excited to see that type of stuff, too.
And Liz, how cool is the Ashley Hope game to you? You see, I got you, brother.
Okay, good. Okay, just pause for a minute.
For a minute. Technology, brother, technology. Now, I will say, man, but how cool is it to have MT, hosting the MT, man, and all the work that goes into it, man. So, of course, for you and your university, your team, and really have all these guys coming to Portland to play y'all.
Yeah, well, our athletic director, you know, Scott Lakem did a great job of really setting this thing up and getting us in a good spot to get guys on campus. It's a big deal for us, you know. It's three home games, but it's also against three really good, highly good, I think, really good opponents, you know, and teams that can come in here and beat you. And so it's really testing you and making sure, you didn't want to be in one of these MTEs where you know you're going to go win three games and you're not playing against anybody. You're playing against, again, like I said, you're playing against some really good mid-major teams that are just like you. And so, like, you got to put yourself in and start seeing where you're at, and you got to play against some really good players, man. And so that's what I'm excited about with our MTE, and I'm glad it's at home. Finally, we've been in some crazy MTEs since I've been here, man. We're in the Phil Knight, the PK85. We're in, you know, we had to go over to Hawaii one time. We got to go down to Myrtle Beach last year. I mean, we're playing against some really high level things. And so, you know, to have one on our campus is big time. So I know Scott did a good job of really setting that thing up. And I'm really appreciative of the coaches that are coming out here to play in that. It's going to be a lot of fun.
No doubt. You got two other big ones as well, Oregon and Stanford. How cool is it to have you guys kind of challenge themselves against the teams like Oregon and Stanford, who are big time power four schools, and really see where you all stand?
Well, you know, getting to play against Oregon, especially in the state of Oregon, is great. Like, you know, when Oregon State goes to the Pac-12, that means everybody in Oregon is going to be in a different league, right? And so, like, you got, you know, Oregon, you got Oregon State. Now, this is me trying to get some scheduling going. But you got Oregon, you got Oregon State, you got Portland State. We're all here, right? And we got us. And so you got WCC, you got Big Sky, you got Big Ten, you got Pac-12. We all should play against each other. That'd be great, right? So I'm trying to get us like Philly, you know, trying to play all those things. I'm trying to get that. But being able to play Oregon is huge for our guys. It's huge for, you know, our university. It's playing one of the best schools in the country, but it's also a school right down the street. So it helps us out. Obviously, it puts more eyes on our university, especially in the state of Oregon. Then you go down and play Stanford, who it's going to be a lot of fun. I've played a lot of games down there as a player and a coach, so I'm excited to go down there and bring our team down there. Again, well-coached guy, well-coached team. Again, you're playing against these coaches or, you know, Oregon coach Altman, he's a Hall of Fame coach too. So you're getting to play against these guys, and it's a lot of fun. And so being able to go play against the best and being able to go play and see where you stack up is always big, especially in recruiting when you're telling guys, hey, these are the teams we play against. We're not trying to dodge nobody. These are the games we're playing. That's I think, what really brings guys to the forefront. They want to put their best foot forward against some of the best teams in the country.
Last one for you, Legs. How the city been buzzing since Dame done came back with the Blazers, man? So how city been buzzing with Dame back in the city, brother?
Man, it's big time, man. You know, this state, man, doesn't get enough love for how much they love their sport, us, man. And that's the thing, you know, we sit up here in the Northwest, and believe me, before I got up here, I knew there was Dame, I knew there were schools up here, but they love their basketball in Portland, man. They do. They love their basketball. And Dame coming back, obviously everyone's juiced about it. Obviously he's hurt, but we're hoping he gets back sooner than later. You know, I'm a Laker fan, but I still root for Portland because that's right there. We get to go to the games and they come down. Their G League team practices and plays games in our gym. You know, we have those guys come out, they work out in our gym, they get shots up in our gym, you know. And so being able to go watch them and have him back in town, man, that's huge, man. And so that's one of the, you know, that's one of the highlights, is to be able to go watch those games, especially with him back in town. I know when I was here, when he was first here, man, it was crazy. I got to watch him put in close to 70 points one game. I mean, that's some wild stuff. So having him back, you know, everyone's you know, juiced about that.
No, and Chauncey's my guy. Ronnie Burrell's a good friend of mine, and also Pujito's a good friend of mine. So
yeah.
So three of my guys over there with the Blazers, man, and Coach David Miller, my OG for me with your Lakers, man. So
I'm telling, yeah, man. So you know when they come up here, it's amazing to be able to have those guys, you know, be around, come to the G League. The G League's here, so we get to go watch those games and then just go right over there again. Like I said, these are recruiting tools, man, and just to have them 15 minutes away from our place to go watch a game is easy.
No doubt. Well, ladies, brother, I pray that you have a great year, brother. I told Chuck, I'm sorry about being 2 years, but hopefully we got the mojo back. Every time we do the show, you
I promise you, we go talk next year. I'm about to hunt you down because we're going to have a good year this year. You know, I'm all positive about this year's team. And, you know, we stay injury free. We do what we're supposed to do. We'll have a good year this year, man. I appreciate you bringing me on. You know, when you come out here, because sometimes you travel to Atlanta, right?
Mm-hmm.
Man, hit me, man.
I got
Stop
you, bro.
Dodge me, man. You've been at it 2 years in a row. You ain't hit me, man. You got to make sure you hit me.
That's on me, brother. I say accountability. I take accountability.
But you're busy, though. Believe me. I know you're busy, man. Trust me. I understand. I get that.
Hey, but hey, Liz, it's always a pleasure, my brother.
Man, I appreciate it. Stay in touch, man. Hit me whenever.
All right.
All right, fam. Thank you.
BS3 Network. Changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3 Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at BossManShow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show. Twitter at Boss Man Show and Facebook Boss Man Show. It's the Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to the Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.